That nigga dead.
Not that one. He had another one. Cause then
they both dead.
No, I'm saying he was in prison for something else.
Who?
OJ Simpson.
Oh, you talking about the not one?
Yeah,
oh,
for okay. For stealing his own shit, but you know.
No, he went to jail for that though. He went to jail.
Did he serve his whole sentence?
I don't know. I mean, most people don't.
I need
for
more,
real.
I need more details before I just hop out the the gate with that.
I'm just really disturbed at Tory's decision making.
Cause what?
Listen. Let me hire a nigga that put they got another nigga in jail. Like, I don't understand it. Suge Knight's in jail. He been in jail for a minute, too.
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. long Suge Knight been in jail?
It's been a minute.
It's been at least, like, 5 years, I think.
He retarded a little bit.
A little?
Ain't it?
I mean, Tory where he need to be, I guess. So, if he want to keep on hiring mm-hmm. people that don't mean him no good, that's his business.
It sounds like it's just meant to be. Like, you know what? You're on the right track, buddy.
He need to be trying to sue the artist, but I ain't even going to bring him up.
Nah,
anymore.
You can't, though. How you going to sue me for drawing the truth?
Yeah, because emotional distress, nigga.
Well, you should have thought
and
about
it. And he need all the money he could get right now.
You thought to come to court like that. I know you going through some shit.
I do think he got his hairline done in Dominican. Ain't that where it be fucked up, where they get the fucked up surgeries?
Yeah, I'm going to Florida, though.
To get your surgery?
No, I'm saying I think he went to Florida. You giving him too much grace.
You think Florida? I think Florida is probably better than the Dominican. You think the Dominican is?
No, I don't think there are any. I don't know. I just don't even think Florida's a real place. So
it's not
anything crazy or weird that happens. I'm like, yeah, it happened in Florida. That's a Florida thing. Florida does not exist.
I'm starting to think probably the same a little bit about like Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I think Alabama is smaller, so maybe that's why we don't hear about as much, but it's pretty crazy. It's like,
I don't disagree.
It's almost like, because we all, America is kind of just like, wow, I cannot believe we related to those guys.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shawnee.
I'm Sierra.
We're back again. And, I have a few things I wanted to talk to you guys about. We have a bit of structure this episode. So I do have a topic that we will get to, but I want to get to it at the end because I done been cooked all week by my co-host and co-producer about this shit. And I just know I'm not alone. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I know you wanted to get into a little bit, and I don't want to do it too long on it just because it is, we probably should have talked about it a long time ago, but the best man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so overall, how did you like it?
10 out of 10. I binged watched it in a day. Like, I think it was the day after Christmas. I just laid in the bed and watched it all day until I finished it.
I think I started like at night. I think it took me like 2 days, not like two mm-hmm. days, 48 hours, but like,
you went
one
to bed
night,
and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So probably about the same as you, like a full day. Yeah. I just did it.
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
I know it's called The Final Chapters, but I think that they are trying to do a season two, which is crazy as hell because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't...
Especially with the flash forward, it's kind of like...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the title, The Final Chapters.
Yeah, they shouldn't have did that.
But... I do think that if they didn't decide to do a season two, that it could end like that and nobody would be mm-hmm. like, okay, what happened next? You know what I mean? You can kind of just make up your own thing.
Okay, so how you feel about that girl taking that baby to Africa?
Girl, what?
Crazy as hell.
I think that's crazy. I think, I think it's crazy. And it's just kind of like, you know, when you have kids and both parents want to be active, like they're just... sacrifices I feel like you have to make as a parent, and it sucks because you like, okay, this is what I want for me, you know, but that's not fair to the other two people.
I'm just really, being someone that is a co-parent, I just feel like the best punishment to a nigga is to let him have the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I just go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like that, but I just, you know me. I
mean, I have permanently, but...
Yeah, I agree, But at the same time, like, I love my babies so much. Like, I couldn't even fathom the thought of not having them full time, which is crazy because, yeah. But
I could fathom the thought of not having them half the time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying.
I had that healthy co-parenting relationship. But
I'd be wishing I was the baby daddy so bad. You're a nice lady. Because.
I don't know. I feel like that's a whole nother topic. Don't even get me started on that because I have so many opinions and viewpoints on that. But as far as her taking that baby to Africa, I think
it was OD.
Actually insane. But I guess she felt like he had the money to get there and the time and all that. And she had whatever the resources.
I mean, he got the money, but do he got the time for real? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was ridiculous. When he cussed her out, I was like, hell yeah, that's how you handle that. How you clear a bitch. That's how I was like. I was here for it. What do you call her? A fake ass Kunta Kinte?
Oh, damn.
That did it for me.
The whole thing was. And you know what? The funny part about that was, it was very realistic because once everybody else started trying to be like, well, don't do that. That's how it go. When you argue, when you discuss.
Because it's like, nah, shut the fuck up.
In front of your friend.
Yeah.
Now I got to have your back.
I'm like, nah, shut the fuck up because we here now.
I hate this because you got me being on this bitch side and I don't even fuck with her like that. Yeah. And now I got to be on her side because you out of control.
Am I out of control or am I actually very much
in control?
I don't think
she was out of control. I think that the way he handled it was, you know, but at that time he was reacting to what she had done. So, you know. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it had been pretty amicable at first. So it was kind of like, why you ain't just talk to him and say?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to be spiteful.
That's what it boiled down to. You're trying to be nasty. That's what it boiled down to.
Yeah. That's it. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, why do they keep trying to make Terry from Power be sexy? Like, he's not handsome.
He's none of these things.
I don't want to see him with nobody.
I do like how they're keeping up the narrative of him being a boosy ass nigga, though. Like, you're going to be boosy wherever you go. I love that.
And no matter what universe we in.
Nope.
You're going
to
be boosy.
The meta,
the real.
The real.
The MCU.
It doesn't matter.
The DCU.
You're going to be boosy wherever you go. And I just love that. I love that narrative. Like, keep pushing that.
Because why? I'm looking at this nigga like there's no fucking way on this planet that Nia Long would ever fuck with this nigga. Stop playing with me.
And I think the day you said it was the day I decided, okay, it's time to watch it. Because she was like, is this Terry from Power? I said, Terry from Power. She was like, this nigga gonna be boozy wherever he go. I said, oh, I'm cutting this shit on right fucking now.
And sure enough,
everybody sit down and be quiet. I'm busy.
And sure enough, this nigga investing in a prison system. Like, a what? Sellout.
Of course you are. That's why I go.
Because you was the police. Well, not the police. He was a lawyer. He was with the DA.
Yeah, with the DA.
Yeah.
That's why Ghost had your ass in the trunk.
It's why.
It's okay.
You a boosie ghost.
Look at you.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. That was like, if I had any one complaint.
I'm fucking with it, though. Like, I don't know.
My one complaint was why y'all cast Terry.
I'm just, yeah.
He one of them characters where it's like, I'm sure it's very easy for me to dislike you in real life.
Yeah.
Like.
But he a boosy ass nigga, so I'm glad that they did cast him instead of putting that off on somebody else that I might actually like.
But it wasn't even realistic, though. It was my thing. Like, I don't know.
I get it.
I think my favorite part of the show, though, was I really did enjoy Quentin and Shelby.
I did.
That was probably my favorite part. Them finally getting their shit together.
Because they are fun.
Yeah.
They are fun.
They remind me of some people. I'm not going to say who they do remind me of, but they remind me of some people that finally got their shit together.
A little bit. I could see it.
Yeah.
I was sad,
though. When I knew I was invested when Quentin had that heart attack. I said,
listen, that's why I was like, oh, he's a hard-headed ass nigga.
Listen.
So that's when I really was like,
I don't be liking Terrence Howard all the time, but he had me in this one. I was like, all right, man, you might not be that bad.
Yeah. He's fun.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes he's fun.
But I would be okay if it didn't come back, but it was so successful, they're probably gonna try to do something. Even if it's just like a special or you know, something like that. They're probably going to try to do something to, you know, run that back again.
Overall, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I was very satisfied.
Yeah. I liked it.
And I mean that in the most pure way.
What?
But why? Hold on. Okay. I'm off of it. I'm off of it after this. But this nigga, Morris Chestnut, let me tell y'all something about Morris Chestnut. He gets finer with age.
Like, why do he look like
when
that?
When he was Ricky, he was kind of funny looking to me. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, I guess I get it.
But that was like the last day he was funny looking. Honestly. Because why does he look like that?
He's just been getting finer and finer and finer, finer.
Why do you look like that?
Finer, 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 finer.
What you be drinking?
I need to know.
Why do you look like that?
Why?
That's how I feel about Jamie Foxx too, though.
Yeah, he got the hairline shit too.
He did. I could tell in that last little.
But he went to the good people. He went to. He got that Oscar money, so so he could go where he needed to go. His shit look real natural.
I'm just saying, if we talking about men that's aging like that, it's like, why y'all look like that?
It's good. I like it.
It's crazy.
Who's aging like milk? Let me see.
And Jamie Foxx got freckles. You know how I feel about freckles.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is very handsome. He's a Sagittarius man, though, so beware.
I'm going to tell him good morning tomorrow on Twitter. I'm going to tell Morris I probably don't tell Morris Chestnut good morning.
And Jamie Foxx only like white women. Well, I don't know if he only like white women, but,
I mean, I ain't trying to shoot my shot or nothing.
I'm just saying.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I remember when I had tweeted Lil Flip and asked him what he was doing. And he didn't tweet me back.
Like, you were fucking busy.
He's not busy.
Like, what do you have to do?
Yeah. How many mentions you got right now? Stop playing with me.
Like, let's be for real. No, that really pissed me off. Because why wouldn't you respond to my friend?
I don't know, but I guess he feel like he can do that.
What? He can do that.
Hey, that was good. That was good, friend. Y'all weren't ready for that.
We weren't ready for that. That was good, friend.
Did you watch Wednesday?
I did watch Wednesday.
I loved Wednesday.
I did like it. I did like it.
I thought it was really good. Kind of a little bit. I hated the guy that they picked to play. What's the dad's name again?
Oh my gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on.
I know, mine too, but I can't. I hate the guy that they picked to play the dad. I like him as an actor, like in most things I like him, but I did not like him.
Who was on the tip? Gomez.
Gomez. Adams. I did not like him in that role.
Yeah, he was extra, like hella extra.
It was another one of them, like, Morticia would never fuck with him.
Never, yeah. Yeah.
She would never fuck with him.
Because the real, not the real Gomez, but the Gomez ones.
Yeah, Adams, they was good looking. They was nice looking.
Very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, no, not this one. I'm just like, all right.
We're not.
And Jenna Ortega, she one of my favorite, like, newer actresses. She's I like adorable. Her a lot.
I haven't seen her in anything unless I did and just didn't realize it was her.
She was in Scream, the new Scream.
Okay, yeah, she was. Okay, okay. She's adorable.
And she also was in a really good movie that came out last year. Don't remember the name of it.
Is it on HBO?
It might be. She was, it was like a school shooting.
Yeah.
She was in that. She's really good.
I want to watch that. I saw that, when they were talking about it on Twitter, like it was in a thread and I was like, oh, I need to watch that.
It's a good movie. She's a really good actress.
She's cute.
So that's definitely coming back for another.
It has. And it's, I like that. She's cute.
And y'all get ready. Cause when you come we doing full on breakdowns. We might have a whole episode about Joe crazy ass.
Okay.
Cause boy, crazy and handsome.
Is he
hate
really
it.
Crazy though.
Yeah, Sierra. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I heard Cardi B supposed to be in this season.
I did too.
Cause she tweeted him the last time. She really, really liked that show.
Yeah, and they changed each other's their Abbeys to each other. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
He is I like, you know what I like about him? So even though he plays this role and he knows, like, I'm an actor, like, whatever. Like, whenever people tweet him and say, like, crazy-ass shit, like, lustfully about Joe, he's like, okay, and he's a murderer. So. And I just be like, I don't really ever see, like, Evan Peters. Like, that nigga's always a psychopath.
Always.
And he never is like, hey, man.
I think
don't like this guy.
I think Evan Peters is probably crazy for real though. If something came out in like a couple years that he did some crazy shit, I'd be like, for sure.
Cause he just liked that shit.
Don't even take it to trial. Whatever he did that shit.
I'm trying to think of any, like, normal. I guess he was Quicksilver. He was him and X-Men. But
yeah,
I can't think of no, like, just a regular
American Horror Story. Every character, he's the craziest. He's always
He was normal on the one where they got abducted by aliens. He wasn't, like, a bad person.
What season was that?
Asylum. He was with the black lady.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That was too normal for him.
That one. And he was normal on Freak Show when he had the claw hands. I mean, he wasn't, like, a crazy person. He just was deformed. But he wasn't, like, killing people and shit.
I'm going to run them back. I don't mind.
I didn't really like Freak Show.
Yeah, I liked all but the one where they were like slaves or something. I don't know.
Slaves?
Not slaves, but
girl, what is you talking about?
It was a weird season. I don't know. It was back in. It was a weird.
Are you talking about when the Trump shit? The
no, it wasn't that. I'll find the season.
Slaves.
They wasn't slaves, but then it was some shit going on.
Say, I know they wasn't.
No, it was some shit going on. I couldn't even finish it, so.
I just started Scream Queens, too. I know I'm very late, but I like it.
It's on Netflix? Hulu. Okay.
The first season was really good. I'm in, like, the middle of the second season, but it got canceled after the second season. But the first season was really, like, fun. It's the same guy who did American Horror Story.
I'm going to check it out after I finish.
Kiki Palmer is a delight. She's always so funny to me.
She's fun.
She's good.
Like, soon as I finish Jenny in Georgia,
I want her on Saturday Night Live. I know it's probably like way below her pay grade, but
she's so fun.
She did so good on Saturday Night Live. Like, she's funny.
She does good on anything though, because she's so animated. She's just fun.
Go watch Kenan and Kelly. It's a clip. It's like a section of something that happened on her Saturday Night Live episode. Okay. It's so funny. She's funny as hell.
She is funny.
But I want to get into a little bit of music.
All right.
So, not actual music that's come out, but just music news. So, today I was on Instagram, and I seen Big Scar. He passed away probably, what, a week or so ago? Maybe a little bit longer than that?
I think it was before Christmas.
Okay. So, he passed away.
All right.
And he was signed to Gucci, a Gucci Mane's label. And I guess his family has been saying that he hasn't provided any money for the funeral, nothing. Like, he's just being a scrub. And I don't have the best thoughts of Gucci Mane all the time just because of that kid that he got.
Yeah.
That he don't really be fucking with because he, you know, has a disability. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really hate when y'all make me be on people's side.
Yeah.
That I don't really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But his wife, oh my God, Keisha was like, nah, y'all not about to play with my husband. Period. She done pulled out them receipts.
Period.
I'm like, damn. I wish I had a wife. Cause she wasn't playing around. She pulled out them receipts like 10 bands.
And that girl don't never have nothing to say about nothing, but don't fucking play with my husband.
Not my husband. You're not doing that. 10 bands for that. Then I think she pulled out another receipt, 10 bands for something, $20,000 in total, and they paid for some flowers.
Yeah.
And his family is still getting out. So at first they say he didn't do nothing. Then she pulled out the receipts like, yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the sisters, she looked like she worked at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the inside of the post office looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And she, on the video, you know, ripping up boxes,
mm-hmm.
talking about $10,000 ain't shit. Funeral?
That's about
what the fuck kind of you? Who you think this nigga is?
That's how much a funeral costs, about $10,000.
You know, maybe even less if you prioritize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So why? What am I supposed to do? You $10,000 could easily pay for the whole funeral.
Yeah.
If we being for real.
Yeah.
If this nigga wasn't signed to Gucci Mane and y'all was out here selling plates, $10,000 would have been more than enough.
But she's not wrong.
$10,000 would have been more than $10,000 would have been. Y'all would have said, if y'all was in the kitchen frying fish
mm-hmm.
and spaghetti,
yeah,
y'all would have been cool with five. Y'all would have been cool with $2,500.
That's a fact. I just think that I feel like his family is disgusting for acting like that. And the fish, I believe that whatever, I believe Keisha and Gucci or whoever, I do believe they paid $20,000 for that funeral and did that flower arrangement.
I did too.
So we didn't ever get it. stop fucking lying. Like, I'm going to just waste my money on some shit.
But then one of y'all is saying another thing, and then the other one get on the video saying another thing. So you saying you ain't never get nothing. They she wanted that cash. $10,000 ain't nothing. Yeah, they wanted it in their hand. Mm-hmm. They wanted some money to them. Yeah. No, I'm paying the funeral directly because I know y'all poor and ain't never had shit and whatever. And I don't know what that young man's finances were, but
and then she was
balling like that his damn self.
This is what
a lot of that
should
be an image.
She was like, he did have life insurance, so he was getting buried regardless. So what are we talking about? So what are we talking about here?
Nothing.
You just sound stupid. You sound fucking stupid.
If I was Keisha, I'd tell them motherfuckers square. She pregnant. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'd tell them to square up with me.
But if I was Keisha, yeah, I definitely said that. I was like, oh, if I was Keisha, I would have the motherfucking time, bitch. Because you got me fucked
up. And that's one of them areas to where it's tough because part of me would be like, you know what? Matter of fact, give me my money back. Hey, do what y'all gotta. Put that nigga in a pine box if you need to. Or you got it. He got life insurance. Do what y'all was gonna do before.
What are we talking about here?
You know, but then it's kind of like, damn, I did fuck with dude. Like, I did. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be there. But like, your family, like, them the type of people make it hard. And the crazy part is they probably didn't even. I ain't gonna say they probably didn't fuck with bro, but it probably wasn't even. You know, they going hard now. Like, you doing all this now. Like, what was the energy you had when he was alive?
Yeah.
What was the energy you had when this young man was over here doing drugs?
Hello, that's what I'm saying. It's the fake outrage for
me. Yeah, you're just mad. That girl was really in front of that loading dock on live.
10,000 ain't shit. Well, give it here.
10,000 ain't shit. You work at the post office, UPS, Amazon, somewhere. Stop playing with me.
Girl, people just stop playing with me. People be full of shit.
They do.
So he got life insurance and life insurance is paying for it and they paid $20,000 towards the funeral and they bought a $5,000 flower arrangement.
Listen.
Okay.
Stop it.
And then why are y'all $60,000 to bury somebody just sounds outrageous.
That's crazy.
Like what?
That's what I'm saying. Like that's literally insane. And it's like, again, I don't know what his finances were, but I feel like
they probably
if he wouldn't have been able to afford to do that for himself.
And I'm thinking they paid $20,000 to the funeral home to not only have the funeral but to pay for a nice headstone too.
Yeah.
So, cause them ain't cheap either.
That's not cheap. None of it is.
So, and he didn't have to, and they didn't have to do none of that shit.
They didn't have to do any fucking thing. Anything. And they talking about Gucci said he want his chains back. I'm like, that don't even sound real. Like, that don't even sound real.
Hey, put me on the live. Add me to the live.
Yeah, tap me in, sis. Matter of fact, what's your location?
Because what?
Because now I want to fight you.
Gucci asked for his chains back. Like, bitch, be for real. Now you can be for fucking real.
Now you talk. It already was outlandish.
Yeah. But now you just, the more you say, the more I want to beat your ass myself.
Yeah, this man is literally a millionaire. And I'm like, again, I don't like to be on Gucci's side. But if you right, you right. And if you wrong, you wrong. Like, no.
Yeah.
And from what I could tell, just from social media and not even knowing, like, he seemed to be really hurt by this dude passing, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He seemed to be fucked up a little bit. So that make it even more like, damn.
His family just was expecting something. And that's unfortunate.
Don't. But you know what? Maybe y'all probably would have got something if y'all wasn't carrying out, acting a fool, doing all this.
Yeah.
And it do seem like it's a bunch of kids. I seen somebody say that. Like, it seemed like it's a bunch of, like, really young people that's being the ones acting up and doing all that shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't think no elder statesman of the family would be. They probably would just be grateful because, again, like, you, any funeral, you could, $10,000 is enough to pay for a funeral.
Yeah.
$5,000 might be enough if you ain't trying to get the best of the best of everything.
Yeah.
If you just trying to get it done, you know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like it's really ungrateful and I hate shit like that. But, speaking of people and money, they did actually get something. Damar Hamlin. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his GoFundMe that he had is up to like $8 million now.
That is beautiful. Oh, that's so nice.
I'm like, oh, man.
That's nice.
I was hoping, because it happened when he still was like in the woods, that it was $25,000 he had a goal of 25,000 or 2,500 rather. Mm-hmm. And I think it was that he had made it like just when he was still in college, like he had just got drafted. Mm-hmm. So, but it had been open this whole time, mm-hmm. and it hadn't made the goal yet. But whenever he had his incident on the field, mm-hmm. like somebody found it and people just started donating. And that day it had got up to like 4.5 million.
That's awesome.
I was like, dang. So then I think yesterday on the news, I seen it had gotten up to like $8 million. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is really beautiful. But I just was hoping, like, I hope he don't die. I was really hoping.
Yeah.
I was like, all this good is happening from it, but I just pray that that boy do not die.
Yeah. I think we were all praying pretty heavy on that. Yeah. That it would just be so devastating.
Yeah, it would have been very much bittersweet.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, he seems to be doing really well mm-hmm. now, considering. But I'm sure he's never going to probably be able to play football mm-mm. again, which like, is fucked up.
Hell no, nigga.
I did see that the Bills are going to go ahead and pay him out for the rest
of his... Yeah, I did see that. That was really, really heartwarming. I loved to see that. Because what can you do? It wasn't like... that was just so... I don't even feel like you could have prevented that. You know what I mean?
I think it's even more so like beautiful or heartwarming just because of the organization we talking about. Like the NFL has dropped the ball so many times.
Yeah.
When it comes to so many different things that have happened, mm-hmm. so many different issues.
I agree.
So it's like, hopefully this means that y'all are really kind of evolving as an organization.
And with him being a black man too, like that is just awesome mm-hmm. that it's being handled. I love how the way that it's being handled is awesome.
It is. I see. They are very much upset about the Chiefs having the number one seed and everything. Well, and I'm just like,
to be fair.
Okay.
It was gonna happen anyway.
I mean,
so
I think the thing that they're more so acting like that about is because they're like, what did they say? These are teams that we lost to, whatever. But I'm like, what do that matter? Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Okay.
They're really upset. I seen somebody say that Chiefs are at a Patriots level of hate now. Like, people hate us, like, that bad about how it was, like, in the 2000s, like, the 2010s, mm-hmm. like, the 20s. Like, boy, they hate y'all that bad now. I'm like,
love it. I love it. I'm fucking with it. And me, my dad, and Andre was like, this was like early in football this mm-hmm. season. We was like, watch it be the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. My daddy is an Eagles fan. And then I was like, our dad. But he is an Eagles fan. And I was like, that would just be so fucking dope. Like if we could, and then both the Kelseys is... Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's awesome, and I really hope it goes like that. Like, I will be fucking ecstatic, and I wouldn't even care who won. I love y'all, but I'm saying it far I would be ecstatic, like, because if the Eagles did win, you know, I'd be real happy for my daddy.
But what about being happy for yourself?
I prefer that the Chiefs win.
Your friend.
Come on now.
That's not what you just said. You just said, I don't even care who wins. That's what you said.
I just get a little beside myself sometimes.
Yeah, you took it too far.
The Chiefs gonna win.
We accept your apology.
Girl. I'm saying the Chiefs is gonna win, so that's why I don't care who wins, because I know the Chiefs gonna win. I don't care that we always just win it like that. I don't care.
I'm about to put her in my house. Because she is,
acting like my son.
I haven't been invested in football in a long time, so I'm kind of, it's been fun.
I haven't either, but I do love to hear about the Chiefs winning.
They're already talking about where we're going to do the next takeover.
Relax. That last takeover was fucking intense.
I said, damn, is the schedule out yet?
No, it's not. It is not. And the last takeover was intense, child, because we should not have been that fucking close.
Oh, my God.
Out of town, too.
That was stressful.
Could you imagine how sad that trip would have been?
I'm telling y'all, if we would have lost that game, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If we would have lost that game in Houston, I was going home that night.
Could you imagine how fucking sad that trip home would have
been? I don't
care
how much it costs. Get me on the flight.
Oh, my God.
What? just coming down here acting a fool in all your Chiefs gear, showing your ass to come down here and lose to one of the worst teams, though. That's the real bad part.
The harsh reality of it is we almost did.
It was too close.
It was way too close. I was at home pissed. Like, you know, I wasn't at home, but I was pissed.
I was in the Airbnb. I was in the Airbnb, like...
I was not happy. I was not a happy camper.
I'm in the Airbnb trying to straighten up like it's my house. Like,
I was in that motherfucker. I was like, if we go into overtime, I'm leaving. I'm fucking out of here.
Did you leave?
We didn't go into overtime. Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. That is the game.
Did you leave?
No, I couldn't leave. I had obligations. But I wanted to.
Well, good thing we did go into overtime.
Yeah.
Cause boy.
But the fact that we went into fucking over, like, it was just so disheartening. I took the win, though. I was happy about the win, but still.
I don't hate going to Houston every time. I'm not going to hold you. We had a good time. We did a good, we really showed up and showed out. And Houston is just fun, period.
Yeah.
It's good food. It's good, you know, people and shit. So.
It's the vibes.
I don't hate going to Houston every year if we, you know. But, you know, they want to do somewhere different every time. They talk about when they went to Vegas, I was like, ugh.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
I hate Vegas.
Not a Vegas.
Well, let me not say I hate Vegas, but.
We didn't have the best experience.
I don't really care for Vegas. I don't know. People keep telling me I need to go again and just, they be like, just stay for like a day. I'm like, well, what?
I don't disagree. I do think I need to run Vegas back. Different situation.
Telling me to come to Vegas for a day, well, that makes me think, well, maybe I should just go to LA and then just drive to Vegas for like a night,
yeah,
and then because that's only what, like 4 hours, I think. I think it's only like four hours. But
my desire to go to LA is very low.
You don't like LA?
I heard the food was mid as fuck.
Yeah, it's a lot of places that don't have good food. I think that's why I like Houston so much.
Yeah, I need to know that I'm gonna eat good.
Yeah, that's a like very important part.
Priority. Yeah,
that's. How high of a price? On a 1 to 10 scale, the food situation is at least of an 8 of importance.
Solid. Yeah,
on the trip.
Yeah, yeah. Cause what the baby gonna do? Got to know what's going on.
Now if I go out of town and I gotta be running around eating fucking Chipotle and shit because the food just not hitting like that, I'm sad. Who has the worst food? Like what city that you've been to has had the worst food?
Vegas, but I'm sure they got some gems, but I feel like we just,
that's one of them too. Like I shouldn't have to be like searching, and like
I'm sure Vegas has some gems, but out of all the places that I've been, I can easily say Vegas has had the where I've been to fucking small hick towns and have had,
oh, but they gonna cook good in a place
great
like that
fucking food. Yeah.
Because you know them old white people, especially, like they almost cook like black people almost.
I'm trying to think. I think it's Vegas.
It might, let me, Vegas is definitely up there.
And I've not heard good things about the food in LA.
I've never been to LA, so I don't know to have an opinion on that. I would say that the food in Atlanta is not all that.
I've heard that.
It's not, I don't really feel like the food in Colorado was memorable, but I don't think it was bad.
No, Colorado really don't got no, where we was at.
Yeah.
It didn't, there's, because when I went out there for, training for work in the summer, it wasn't great. I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go home.
But in Houston, I don't know, I'm eating good every day, all day. Even when you go to like a chain restaurant, that shit gonna be fire.
That's
like,
a fact.
Damn, this 4 for $4 is hitting around this bitch.
No, you're not wrong. Like, I didn't eat anything bad in Houston.
Yeah, so I feel like I go to Houston like once a year at this point.
I'm ready to get back to Houston for sure.
We can go. Just let me know.
I want to go to Dallas, too, this year.
I'm definitely going to go to Dallas. I got some people to see.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Dallas this year.
I got some people to see in Dallas.
For sure.
Once I start going to Houston, I kind of was like, fuck Dallas, I think.
I think so, too.
Because I used to go to Dallas often. Now I'll be like, I'm going to go to Houston. Y'all meet me there?
Yeah.
But I mean, Dallas is not bad. It's just. I don't know. Me and Houston go together, so it's like.
Yeah, it's like holding hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas is like, I did like you, but then I met her. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. The topic I wanted to get into, though, this week is telling the truth. And I want to be, I broke it down a little bit so we can have like specific situations in which you might, you know.
Okay.
Do you consider, before we even, do you consider omitting a lie?
Yes.
All the time or some of the time?
I feel like, this is how I feel. If you bring it to me, like if you voluntarily bring whatever you're bringing to me, if you leaving some shit out to fit your narrative, it's a fucking lie.
Okay, but I'm saying, if we saying, I'm saying omission is in, like, I just don't tell you at all.
Oh, no.
So that's not a lie, okay? Just making sure.
No, if you, how am I lying if you don't know?
But that's what I'm saying. I just need to, I mean, I'm still omitting. I'm still, like, not telling you. Now, that's why I'm saying, like, so if it's a situation where it's like, you my woman, and I don't tell you something that you should know, whether I bring it to you at all or not, and I'm omitting it to you, then that's, you know, that's lying.
Yeah.
But if it's just like, I don't know,
going to therapy. I just didn't tell you. If it's something I just didn't tell you, yeah, that's not a lie. I just didn't tell you.
I just didn't tell you. And right.
It might be fucked up if you probably should know this, or I
should. Yeah, or I should be telling you, like, maybe I just need to wait for the right time. I don't know. But
yeah, that might be fucked up, but it's not a lie.
Yeah. If it's something pertaining you, like that person, I get being like, damn, bitch, that's fucked up. But like, if it's my business.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it might be fucked up, but.
Yeah. Like, I ain't got to tell you that yet. Or maybe not even at all, but I'm going to tell her.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my therapist, y'all. She's tired of me. I do think that it is important in that aspect to tell 100% of the truth or whatever in that. But sometimes, and I think this is just a part of people's process, sometimes you just don't be ready to talk about certain things, or but I think that's with anybody. Yeah. That's with your friends, with your family. Like sometimes maybe I'm just not ready to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, but when I do divulge, I give her the whole shit. So, but I don't think it's, I don't know. Again, if it's pertaining to a particular person, whether it be a significant other, family, friend, anybody, I do think that it's, you should tell the whole truth. But a lot of times people don't.
They don't. They will leave things out to fit whatever narrative they're trying to paint. And, you know, which is fine. Once I find out that that's the type of person you are, though, I'm just going to assume.
I don't expect that I'm ever hearing the full truth.
Yeah, I already think you a liar. So I just, let's just keep it light any fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just listen, I'd rather you not tell me at all than come and tell me a half truth.
That's how I be feeling. I don't need no half truth because I ain't fucking ask you. I wasn't thinking about it.
I was not thinking about it. I wasn't worried about it.
So if you come in and tell me a half truth, you might as well keep it to yourself or go tell somebody else. I don't give a fuck. But that's just me. But I find that when I'm not ready to talk about shit, I am definitely the type to avoid some shit. But I'm not going to tell you half of anything. If I feel like there's something worth talking about that I can't tell you all of it, I'm just going to keep it to myself. But I can hold water, so I don't have to say anything about anything ever, and I'll be fine.
I don't.
Yeah.
I had already planned on talking about this, but earlier this week, where I guess it's Monday, so, but last week, I had a conversation with somebody, and it was somebody telling me, I had been hearing this story all last year about a situation, right? And when I finally talked to the other person that was involved in the situation, it was like bombs being dropped. Almost like pieces of the puzzle kind of connecting, and you seeing the whole thing, and it's like, huh.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's often hard for me to, like, choose a side on certain things unless I know the full.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unless I know you're the type of person that's going to tell me the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little weary of what, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's been said, what's been, because everybody's not, some people care about being right more than they care about,
yeah,
you know, putting real information out there.
For sure.
So at that point, it's like, again, just don't even tell me.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Like, if you come to, I am just very firm on that. And I, yeah.
I think people know that about me too, though. I think that they know that I'm kind of more of a, even if I love you to death, mm-hmm. if you tell me something, well, you know this, because yeah. there have been plenty of times where we're going to talk about some shit and you feel how you feel, and I'd be like, nasty here. But you're going to tell me, yeah. I know you're going to tell me the whole truth.
Yeah.
So when I'm telling you, like, nah, or yeah, whatever, then I'm giving a genuine response to what you're saying. So I think that's why some people who choose to want to feel like, mm-hmm. I'm never wrong. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
But that's why they be feeling like shit. Because you can't tell your whole truth. You Me can. Personally, I don't want to be walking around here feeling like shit about myself. Mm-mm. Worried about the part of the story I didn't tell. So I'm going to just
worry
tell
about
you,
if it's going to ever come up later.
Yeah, let the cards fall where they fall. And I'm just, if I'm losing sleep at night, it ain't going to be behind nothing that I failed to failed to tell. You know, I didn't. Whatever.
I'm going to sleep like a baby because I got it off my chest.
And then honestly, I'll be wanting, I feel like I have to tell the whole truth about shit when I'm ready to talk about it because I need honest feedback.
Yeah.
Or if I'm looking for feedback, I need honest feedback. Mm-hmm. And half, 9 times out of 10, I'm harder on myself than anybody could ever be.
Right.
So I'm already coming into this situation like, I know I fucked up, but what you think? You know, like, mm-hmm. So yeah, that's just.
But that's, I think that comes from like, maturity. I think that comes from growth,
mm-hmm.
and I do think that also comes from having people in your life that are gonna be 100 with you about whatever, because you can't look at yourself and 100% be like, oh, I know I was a dog ass bitch for that or whatever, if it's motherfuckers on your line. It's always like, mm-mm, girl, nope, you ain't do nothing wrong.
And I don't, mm-mm. you know, I don't even keep nobody around like that. And yeah. I'm not like that either. Yeah. So I feel like people are also mindful of what they want to come to me about, because I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, and it's gonna be Shanae is the same way too. Like, she gonna keep it a bean with you too. Like, that's just, but I'm like that because I want that for me.
Yeah, you gotta treat, again, you gotta treat people how you want to be treated at all times. I don't ever want anybody to feel like I'm going to be weird with them or anything if they tell me something. But I think that's also why I personally am very careful mm-hmm. about the advice that I ask for.
Awesome.
Like, awesome. If I think you might say something I don't like, or I ain't even gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Or if it's one of those times where I feel like, I just want to talk. I don't want to go into, he wrong, she wrong, I'm wrong, you wrong. Like, I don't even want to go into that. I really just would like to be able to vent, get it out there, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yep. I also think that is a good, that is one of the better reasons to have a therapist also, y'all. In case you don't, I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being, I told this guy I was in therapy and he was like, damn, so you crazy? I was like, oh.
So you one of them.
Okay, no.
I just be needing somebody to talk to.
Somebody that has an unbiased opinion, that's not going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That is just going to talk to me unless I say, like, do you think I was tripping? Then she going to be like, okay, so you probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a cool conversation. And a lot of the time, I don't think that we realize how much we put on our, like, friends, family, significant others with mm-hmm. our shit.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Everybody has their own shit going on.
Yeah. A lot of, yeah, it'd be
I pray for my therapist, because I know. I'd be like, I mean, you a person with your own life, too, mm-hmm. and you sit up and talk to everybody else about their shit.
That's crazy,
you
know?
And even though it is a professional thing, I do believe that they grow to have, you know, like, a relationship and, like, you know, I care about you. I want you to do well.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's very important. I think that I do believe in free healthcare. I don't know who listens who think that's some bullshit, but I think that healthcare should be free. Whatever, if you got a problem with it. But if nothing else, I think that it should be, I think that therapy should be accessible to each and every human being that is on this planet.
I don't disagree.
I think that life is just so traumatic. And if you think about it, even like when you were a kid,
yeah,
like life is trauma pretty much from the time you're born. Mm-hmm. If you really sit and think about it, like even like it's just hard. Life is just hard. Mm-hmm. So I think if we had those, if we had that mind frame and we had that, oh yeah, let's, you know, found a professional, somebody really know what they're talking about to talk to get over it. My favorite thing to ask my therapist for help with is coping mechanisms, things that I can do to help me cope better, to be able to function through my, you know, heartache or sadness or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm that one that when I'm like depressed or whatever, I'm like textbook. I'm going to sleep for, you know, 24 hours if you let me.
Yeah.
So, I'm that's like my favorite, resource mm-hmm. that I've received of therapy to be able to learn how to just continue to, you know, push forward and actually be able to see your own progress.
Yeah.
Is like really, really good. So I advise anybody that has the ability to get therapy, I think you should do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you should do it. And don't, yeah, at least try it. And don't feel bad if it's like you go to one person and it just don't work out. You don't just click. Sometimes you have to go to more than one person before mm-hmm. you find somebody that is a good fit for you. But I think that's like anything. That's just like a regular doctor. That's just like, you know, if you got kids, you take your kids to daycare, a barber, a hairstylist, that's anything you go to. You're not going to like every single person the first time that you go to get service. Right. And even sometimes it might even be that maybe it's just the first session.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like I definitely, that's been my issue. I need to find a new therapist. The last one I think you remember I went to, and the first time, the first session was okay. Mm-hmm. But the second session when she was like on her Apple Watch talking to her husband about dinner, I was like,
damn, you're not even here.
Yeah, no, I really need you right now, and you're not available. So, and I have to pay. I was paying for it out of pocket because she was recommended, and you know she's supposed to be super
out of
good.
Network.
And I was like, yeah, pay for this session, and then I'm just never coming back.
Never coming back.
Yeah, so that was my last experience. I wasn't the only therapist I've had, but it's my last experience. But I am ready to get back in therapy, and things aren't even like
it's
as
good
crazy
to do anyway, though.
Yeah, things aren't even as crazy as they were when I probably could have used a therapist and couldn't sort through my own thoughts, because last year was just traumatic as fuck. But I still want to get into it. Just, you know, I just feel like everybody could use a little bit of therapy.
It's good to, even when you aren't.
Yeah, just to unpack some stuff. And I feel like me too, I subconsciously am harboring things that, because, mm-hmm. you know, with, me, like I said, I don't have to tell nobody nothing, but that's kind of a gift and a curse, because I'll be like, I'm just gonna pack that away and mm-hmm. not gonna feel a way about it. I'm gonna keep it moving, but I think sometimes it spills out.
Yeah, it can.
And I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm not even trying to.
Yeah.
I have two modes. Mine are pack away and lash out.
Yeah.
Pack away and lash out. I'm either gonna act like it ain't going on, or I'm gonna break down. Like,
I haven't lashed out in a very long time, and I'm really scared because I know it's still there. Like, I know it's still in me. So I'm really scared of how that might look if something just does not go what I, you know, if it just, whatever.
But again, that's why it's good to do therapy even when you aren't going through things.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm like, I know there's probably things that I need to just unpack and talk about and rant about or whatever.
Yeah. So. Or laugh and joke about or smile about or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just being able to, like, really wholly be able to talk to somebody without
boundaries.
Yeah, without boundaries, without feeling like, oh, well, maybe I can't say this in front of mm-hmm. my significant other because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to turn him or her off, or I don't want to say this to my mom because I don't want her. I felt that used to be my thing about talking to my mom. She can get to feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they raised you. They feel like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm your mama and you feeling like this because of that. Well, I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's my reasoning for not, like, really talking to my mama about some shit. I don't want her to feel guilty or whatever. But there's several reasons why therapy is just a thing that people should do. And yeah. I really want all y'all to do it. And I really actually would like for anybody that's in therapy, if you feel comfortable, if y'all listening to this, just talk to me about, like, your experience or, like, what it was like to find one or what it was like to really realize, like, damn, therapy is actually the shit.
Yeah.
Because... y'all probably gonna hear that. I don't know. That was kind of loud.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's freeing for real.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least. That's been my experience with it. It just feels good to be able to, like, be like, oh, maybe I'm not crazy hell.
Yeah.
You know? And for people that think you gotta be crazy to go to therapy,
mm-hmm.
you probably one of the people that need to be in there the most.
For sure.
For real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything you want to get off?
Not so much today. I feel like everything we talked about are things that I wanted to touch on. I really wanted to touch on that funeral one because I was just so disgusted. But
oh my God, that pissed me off so bad.
I saw that it was like, instant outrage because I just feel like people are just so disgusting and ungrateful. But
all right, y'all, it's time to go. It's too much happiness going on in my background.
Yeah, you know, it's just that time of night. Kids ready to let loose a little bit.
I guess normally we probably done a little earlier than this too.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I don't really have anything today. I might have something for y'all next week, but I'm just now getting back into the swing of things. Listen, it's just a nightmare at work right now.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Well, I would like to thank you guys for joining us on this episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world.
But you were here with us.
And we thank you. And we will see y'all next week.
All right, Honey Trap out.
Bye.